out on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello again, friends. This is Ralph Gentry coming to you on the Big Willie 94.1. On my last show, I talked to you about several topics consisting mostly of fishing on the lake in this time of year and hunting the dry land fish. As I mentioned last week, there are species of mushrooms that get folks out in the woods this time of the year. They're more commonly known as morel mushrooms. And some folks in the eastern part of the state calls them hickory chicks, supposedly because they're found mostly around the base of hickory trees in their area. Personally, I have found them at the bases of several species of trees in this area. Hickory, sycamore, cedar, ash, fruit trees, and old abandoned orchards is another good place to try to pursue the dry land fish. They have popped up from the ground from beneath the leaf litter that's in your area that you're hunting. You'll be surprised on how many you do find. They all have a honeycombed, somewhat pointed head or cap on them, and they are in different earth-toned colors. But know 100% of what you're gathering and prepared to eat, especially if you are a novice, because false morels do closely resemble them. These false morels I'm speaking about are poisonous. They have toxins in them, and they can make you sick, and I'd say if you eat enough of them, probably be fatal. So, as my catchphrase goes, know before you go. You will need a netting-type bag as a requirement, like an onion bag or some potato bags that you get from the grocery store to carry your harvested mushrooms in. These type of bags are mandatory to be used if you're in the Mammoth Cave National Park. And yes, they will let you gather them in the park because it is deemed as foraging. It's also a good idea to leave a note on your parked vehicle's dash with your name and phone number and let them know that you're mushroom hunting so the park ranger knows why the vehicle is parked there and it's not abandoned. You may want to also get some insect repellent, and I find that I like a walking staff. If you come up on a creepy crawly or a snake or something, you can deter it with your staff. And it just helps to walk in the woods because the ground is so unlevel. You may be asking yourself, why the netted type bag to place them in? Well, it's to let the spores of the mushrooms to be scattered while you walk. See, the spores are the seed that is in the mushroom, and as you come back to that area the next year, you may even collect more again because you have spread the spores. That is, if someone doesn't get there and beat you to it. Timing is another thing to factor in the equation. The ground temperature has to be roughly 50 to 55 degrees before they emerge, and a shower of rain after a few spring-like days have happened is the best time to go. I know it sounds like a lot has to happen before you're successful, but believe it, it is worth the effort. It is believed that they are called dry land fish because of their flavor reminds a lot of people of a fish-like taste. To prepare them, just cover them overnight in some salt water in a bowl, and don't be afraid to put a liberal amount of salt on them. The salt will kill any insects that's remaining in them. Just split the head and the stem lengthwise, mix together some flour and some cornmeal. You can roll them in that mixture and just fry them in a skillet until they're golden brown, I should say. Make sure your grease is hot. Let them drain on a paper towel and then enjoy. Also, since turkey hunters may be in the area with you at the same time, shy away from wearing the colors of red, white, or blue clothing, such as a bandana or, you know, something that could be mistaken for a tom turkey's head, since that's the primary colors of a tom turkey's head. Ask permission if you're on private property, and I'm here to wish you good luck and stay safe while you're out in the Willie Outdoors. Thanks for listening, folks. Until next time, this has been Ralph Gentry.